Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to ace your IELTS speaking test, describing travel to a foreign country. Traveling to a foreign country is a popular topic in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2. This topic allows candidates to showcase their vocabulary, fluency, and ability to describe experiences vividly. Let's explore how to effectively answer questions related to this theme and maximize your score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask some general questions about travel. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Do you like traveling? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I do enjoy traveling. It's a great way to relax and experience new things. I try to travel at least once a year to different places. Band 8-9, answer. Absolutely. I'm passionate about traveling. It's not just a hobby for me, but a way to broaden my horizons and immerse myself in different cultures. I make it a point to venture to new destinations whenever I can, as I believe it enriches my perspective on life. What's your favorite way to travel? Band 6-7. Answer. I prefer traveling by plane because it's fast and convenient. It allows me to reach far destinations in a short time. Band 8-9. Answer. While each mode of transportation has its merits, I'm particularly fond of train journeys. There's something inherently romantic about watching the landscape unfold before your eyes. It offers a unique opportunity to engage with locals and absorb the essence of the places you're passing through. Plus, it's a more environmentally friendly option compared to flying. Part 2, Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Cue card. Describe a time when you traveled to a foreign country. You should say where you went, when you went there, who you went with, what you did there, and explain how you felt about this experience. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about my trip to Japan last summer. I went there with my best friend for a week-long vacation. We visited Tokyo and Kyoto, two of the most famous cities in Japan. In Tokyo, we explored the busy streets and tried lots of delicious Japanese food. We visited some popular attractions like the Tokyo Tower and Shibuya Crossing. The city was very crowded but exciting. Then we took the bullet train to Kyoto, which was more traditional. We saw beautiful temples and gardens. One of my favorite experiences was staying in a traditional Japanese inn called a ryokan. I felt really happy and excited during this trip. It was my first time in Japan, and everything was so different from my home country. The people were very polite, and the cities were very clean. I learned a lot about Japanese culture and can't wait to go back someday. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd be delighted to share my experience of traveling to Japan last summer, a journey that was truly eye-opening and transformative. My best friend and I embarked on this adventure, spending an unforgettable week immersing ourselves in the unique blend of ultra-modern and traditional that Japan offers. Our first stop was Tokyo, a city that pulsates with energy. We found ourselves marveling at the sheer scale of Shibuya Crossing and the architectural wonder of Tokyo Tower. The culinary scene was a revelation. We indulged in everything from exquisite sushi at the Tsukiji Outer Market to hearty bowls of ramen in hidden alleyways. The juxtaposition of neon-lit skyscrapers against serene parks like Ueno was truly captivating. Transitioning to Kyoto via the remarkably efficient bullet train was like stepping back in time. The city's myriad temples and meticulously manicured gardens offered a stark contrast to Tokyo's modernity. A highlight was our stay in a traditional ryokan, where we experienced firsthand the pinnacle of Japanese hospitality. Participating in a tea ceremony and donning yukata robes added layers of authenticity to our cultural immersion. This journey left me feeling profoundly grateful and intellectually stimulated. The seamless blend of reverence for tradition and cutting-edge innovation in Japan was truly awe-inspiring. It challenged my preconceptions and broadened my perspective on the balance between preserving heritage and embracing progress. The experience has ignited a passion for further exploration of Asian cultures, and I'm already planning my next trip to delve deeper into this fascinating region. Follow-up questions. What was the most challenging aspect of your trip? Band 6-7, answer. The language barrier was quite challenging. Many people didn't speak English, so we had to use gestures and translation apps a lot. Band 8-9 answer. The most formidable challenge we encountered was navigating the intricate nuances of Japanese etiquette. While the language barrier was certainly present, it was the unspoken cultural norms that required the most adjustment. For instance, the intricacies of gift giving, the proper way to enter and leave a traditional home, and even the correct method of using chopsticks were all aspects we had to consciously adapt to. This experience really underscored the importance of cultural sensitivity and the depth of cultural differences that go beyond mere language. How did this trip change your perspective on travel? Band 6-7. Answer. This trip made me realize how important it is to experience different cultures. It opened my eyes to new ways of living and thinking. Band 8-9. Answer. This journey was truly transformative in reshaping my perspective on travel. It crystallized the notion that true travel goes far beyond mere sightseeing. It's about immersing oneself in the fabric of a different society. The experience highlighted the profound impact of stepping out of one's comfort zone and embracing unfamiliarity. It reinforced my belief that travel is one of the most potent forms of education, offering lessons in empathy, adaptability, and global citizenship that no textbook could ever fully capture. This trip has ignited a passion for more meaningful and authentic travel experiences, where the focus is on cultural exchange and personal growth rather than just ticking off tourist attractions. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. How has international travel changed in recent years? Band 6-7. Answer. International travel has become much easier and more affordable in recent years. Low-cost airlines have made it possible for more people to travel abroad. Also, the internet has made it easier to book trips and find information about different countries. Band 8-9. Answer. The landscape of international travel has undergone a significant transformation in recent years, driven by several interconnected factors. Firstly, the proliferation of low-cost carriers has democratized air travel, making it accessible to a broader demographic. This has led to a surge in global mobility and the rise of phenomena like backpacker culture and digital nomadism. Secondly, the digital revolution has radically altered the way we plan and experience travel. The advent of online booking platforms, review sites, and travel apps has empowered travelers with unprecedented information and choices. This has led to more personalized and authentic travel experiences, as people can now easily venture off the beaten path. However, this ease of travel has also brought challenges. Over-tourism has become a pressing issue in many popular destinations, leading to environmental concerns and cultural erosion. Additionally, the global consciousness around carbon footprints has started to influence travel decisions, with a growing trend towards more sustainable and responsible tourism. Lastly, the recent global pandemic has catalyzed a shift towards health and safety considerations in travel, potentially reshaping the industry for years to come. It has heightened awareness of the interconnectedness of our world and the potential risks associated with mass global movement. Do you think travel is necessary for a good education? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think travel can be very important for education. It allows people to learn about different cultures and ways of life firsthand. This kind of experience is hard to get just from books or classes. Band 8-9. Answer. While formal education undoubtedly provides a crucial foundation, I firmly believe that travel plays an indispensable role in a well-rounded education. Travel offers a unique form of experiential learning that complements and enhances traditional academic knowledge in several key ways. Firstly, travel immerses individuals in diverse cultural contexts, fostering a level of cultural intelligence and empathy that is difficult to cultivate within the confines of a classroom. It challenges our preconceptions and broadens our worldview, teaching us to appreciate different perspectives and ways of life. Secondly, travel hones practical skills that are essential in today's globalized world. It develops adaptability, problem-solving abilities, and communication skills as travelers navigate unfamiliar environments and interact with people from various linguistic and cultural backgrounds. Moreover, travel provides tangible context to abstract concepts learned in academic settings. For instance, studying history or geography comes alive when one can walk through ancient ruins or witness geographical phenomena firsthand. This experiential dimension often leads to deeper understanding and retention of knowledge. However, it's important to acknowledge that not everyone has equal access to travel opportunities due to economic or other constraints. Therefore, while travel is immensely beneficial for education, we must also strive to make educational systems more inclusive and find innovative ways to bring global experiences into the classroom for all students. In essence, while travel shouldn't be seen as a replacement for formal education, it serves as a powerful complementary component that enriches learning, fosters personal growth, and prepares individuals for the complexities of our interconnected world. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Embark on, phrasal verb, embark on, to start a journey. Example, we embarked on our adventure to Japan with great excitement. Immerse oneself phrase, immerse oneself, to become completely involved in something. Example, we immersed ourselves in Japanese culture during our stay. Juxtaposition noun, juxtaposition, the fact of two things being seen or placed close together with contrasting effect. Example, the juxtaposition of ancient temples and modern skyscrapers in Tokyo was fascinating. Pinnacle, pinnacle, the most successful or admired part of something. Example, staying in a traditional ryokan was the pinnacle of our cultural experience in Japan. Broaden one's horizons, idiom, to expand the range of one's knowledge, experiences, or interests. Example, traveling to Japan really helped to broaden my horizons and change my perspective on many things. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing travel experiences, use a wide range of vocabulary, including idiomatic expressions and phrasal verbs. Provide detailed and specific examples to support your points. Demonstrate your ability to discuss abstract concepts, especially in Part 3. Use a variety of grammatical structures accurately. Maintain fluency by avoiding long pauses, but use natural hesitations and fillers when appropriate. Show enthusiasm and engagement with the topic through your tone and body language. Remember, practice is key. Try to incorporate these advanced vocabulary items and structures into your everyday English usage to make them come more naturally during the test. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find our article on describing cultural differences helpful. It provides additional strategies for discussing cross-cultural experiences, which can be particularly useful when talking about foreign travel. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.